Hey, it's Michael Sparks. It's the AMSOIL dealer training call for our team here. And it's Monday, August 3rd, 2015. And I'm glad you're on the call tonight. And if you're not on the call, you may be listening to this on the recording. We appreciate it. If you like these calls, be sure to share them with your team. On tonight's call, we're going to talk about networking and how to use a powerful tool, a networking tool to help build your business. Specifically, we're going to talk about networking groups and BNI in particular, and BNI stands for Business Network International. Dr. Ivan Meisner is the founder and chief visionary officer of BNI. It's the world's largest business networking organization. BNI was founded in 1985. The organization now has over 7,000 chapters throughout every populated continent of the world. Last year alone, BNI generated 6.6 million referrals, resulting in over $88.6 billion United States, U.S. Dollars worth of business for its members. And Dr. Meisner is a best-selling New York Times best-selling author and has written over 20 books, including his latest, Who's in Your Room? He's an expert on networking and so forth. He's also a columnist for Entrepreneur.com and Fox Business. Well, tonight we're not going to have Dr. Meisner on. Maybe in the future. We're going to have the next best thing, AMSOIL direct dealer and account direct. Robert Murphy is going to fill us in on some information about BNI tonight. Robert's been involved with the BNI organization for several years and has recently moved up and into new and better positions with that group. So with that, let's welcome Robert. You there?
Yes, Michael. Thank you very much, and thanks for everybody on the call.
Yeah, thanks for getting on tonight. You're somewhat our expert in the room on networking. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved with BNI?
Sure thing. Well, I joined the Army at 17 and then retired at the age of 37, which would be about September 2005. And so my understanding of, you know, working in the civilian sector was really quite limited outside of fast food that I did a few years before joining the military. There was a fellow in our church who had his own successful business in the ink and toner field and thought that he wanted to utilize me and his business, and he was affiliated with Xerox Equipment. And so that was really my first civilian job as a retired military soldier, working with him selling managed print services with Xerox devices. And one of the earliest things that he told me was, get involved in networking. And we had a chapter of BNI here in our city of Manhattan, Kansas. And it was probably 2007 that I got involved with our chapter here, if I remember my dates correctly, doing that. And it really was one of the major professional development tools early on that really helped me understand what it was like to interact with local business owners and Small Business America in that field. Then when I was fortunate enough to get linked up with AMSOIL, which I have been involved with our company now for going on 4 years. It was an easy transition to make within my membership in the chapter. In other words, leaving the Xerox managed print services field and really working to grow the AMSOIL business. And they allow obvious vocation seat transfers within our chapter. And it has, again, helped me to continue to enlarge the my business network with that, both and all accounts of all types, and I can share some stories as we progress through this night.
Well, excellent. And so you've been involved with your local organization there, BNI, and since 05 or so, and you were even the president of the chapter there for a little while. And can you tell us a little bit about that, and then what your current position is with BNI?
Sure. When I joined our chapter, it was thriving at 36, 37 members. And over the course of several years and several leadership changes, not only within our own chapter, but also within our region, we suffered some growing pains during that time. And we saw our chapter decline to under 20. and we were in those rooms just wondering what we were going to do, if we're going to dissolve or be able to keep vibrant. And they asked me if I would, at that point, take the presidency. Presidents of BNI chapters, you know, run on a fiscal year from October through September. So I said, yeah, I'd be honored to take that position as long as we get reconnected back into the processes of the BNI organization. You know, it is 30 years old. They know what they're doing. And we had, over a course of time, kind of disengaged from a lot of the fundamentals that make chapters successful and local businesses profitable. And was able to kind of re-educate our group of 17 at the time on what those fundamentals were and fully get engaged in everything that BNI has to offer. And so by the time my presidency was over, we had almost grew our chapter from 17 to, I think, 28 or 29. And at the same time, our state had fallen under a different franchise owner, and he took note of what our chapter was doing and asked me if I'd be open to a training as a director and being able to bring that same type of a value to other chapters within our state. So I took off and went to BNI's international director training, where they had directors from the other 60 countries where BNI exists, and took that training, and currently I'm serving as an area director basically in the state of Kansas. If you look at the map and you find the city of Lawrence, everything west of Lawrence, that would include Lawrence, Topeka, Manhattan, and all of Wichita, over about 13 chapters, 300 chapter members, and we're still growing. I just recently started two chapters myself, working in local communities where BNI hasn't existed before, and really enjoy seeing businesses grow and come together to accomplish that.
Of course, that's a twofold mission there, because as you're helping BNI become a better, stronger thing for local communities, you're also probably meeting a lot more people personally, which is growing your personal network as well, right?
Oh, tremendously so. Now, if we could just kind of focus in on what BNI has done for the AMSOIL business, I do want to certainly spend some time talking about that.
Let's cover that towards the end, and
sure.
maybe get a little bit involved in the thought process of networking and why an AMSOIL dealer needs to think about finding it, whether it's BNI or some other thing. I think BNI has probably got some great tools, and maybe we'll talk about that as well. But just the thought process of networking and how it's supposed to work. I think people show up at an event with a bunch of business cards, and they pass them out, and they think somebody's going to call them, and I don't know if it really quite works that way. What do you think?
Yeah, that is a common understanding of networking, and people that are moving from one field into businesses like we have with a great company of AMSOIL, it's really kind of nebulous, I think. And while our local Chamber of Commerce and Rotaries and other types of organizations offer networking environments, there's really very little being taught as far as what are the nuts and bolts of networking. And so the BNI organization really does exist, and it's built on that two-word philosophy of giver's gain. You give business to me, and I, in turn, will give business to you. We really exist to help our members increase their business through a structured, positive, and professional word-of-mouth program that enables them to develop long-term, meaningful relationships with quality business professionals. We meet on a weekly basis, for example, once a week, and every meeting, regardless of where you attend a BNI meeting at, is going to be 90 minutes, and there are specific 20 points to that agenda to help keep it structured, to help cultivate commitment to one another's businesses, and to help facilitate the education of what products and services each member holds. So you literally have a sales and marketing team of anywhere from 25, we have chapters in Kansas of over 50, really being your eyes and ears throughout the course of a week, looking for opportunities to bring back and say, Michael Sparks, I have a referral for you. There's a new dealership in town, and they're looking to bring AMSOIL into their place. And it really does focus that long-term building relationships that are built on trust. We know across the board that we're going to do business the most consistently with individuals that we know, individuals that we like, and individuals that we trust. And BNI provides that type of a system where those relationships can be established and then accelerated over a shorter period of time than could ever exist in a Rotary or in a chamber, although we encourage our members to be involved in all of those.
Oh, exactly. And as far as BNI goes, there's a lot of, you kind of touched on that. You know, you're not only getting referrals, but you have, if your chapter has 25 members, that's 25 other salespeople that have various levels of experience and knowledge that they're there to share with the other members of the group. So, you know, you're paying for this membership, but you also get some sales training from learning and observing and interacting with other people that are in business and particularly in sales as well. Would you agree with that?
Oh, you hit the nail on the head with that, Michael, because as I've had the opportunity now to visit, you know, the 13 chapters under my charge, that is one statement that I hear time and time again from member after member after member, that yes, the money and the revenue and their business volume grows, but the greater value that they find looking back over their time spent in a BNI chapter is just that professional development, that refining of public speaking skills or learning from the other businesses as they meet with them on an individual basis about their backgrounds and the things that they can do to improve themselves professionally and to develop that. And that time and time again becomes the larger value and the larger takeaway from a BNI membership. You're absolutely right.
And you would say you probably get out of BNI what you put into it. Would you say that is another true statement?
Oh, yes, sir, because, you know, it's many, you know, pick a field, any field, and you say, okay, I sell widgets. And because I sell widgets, I should expect everybody to knock on my door, you know, and ask me for widgets. And then I can, you know, wonder 2 weeks or 2 years down the road, how come nobody's asking me for my widgets? I sell widgets. You're absolutely right. You do get out of it, you know, what you put into it. And it's certainly more about farming than it is about hunting. And so when we talk about meeting with our chapter each week for 90 minutes, that takes a certain level of commitment. But the return on that commitment is going to be of tremendous value. If you want to kind of overview what that 90-minute meeting looks like, I think that would help formulate, you know, the process in listeners' minds, if you'd like to do that, to really explain what that level of commitment is and the benefit of it. Do you want
to
do that?
Let's do that. And I know you got a couple things that are kind of important that happened during the meeting that, you know, that's going to help educate. If you educate yourself to do it correctly, it makes other people want to do business with you. So, yeah, let's go over really quick in a couple of minutes here what happens in a 90-minute meeting.
Yeah, I won't hit all the 20 things that happen, but I will hit the important ones. Every meeting starts with about 15 minutes of open networking. And oftentimes during that time, business is being closed or appointments are being set to meet afterwards. In each and every week, there is a 3 to 5 minute network education minute where a network educator is going to just get up and be able to speak and give examples of a networking skill. There's a point in the meeting in which every chapter member stands up and they're given, depending on the size of the chapter, 30 to 60 seconds to communicate who they are, what their product and service is. And then here's the key thing, Michael, a good referral for me this week would be, and then fill in the blank. And as each member of a chapter is communicating that 30-second presentation, the other chapter members that are really dialed in and committed are going to be taking notes because they want to walk away from that meeting remembering who's asking for what. And then each and every week, there's one member that will have an 8 to 10-minute opportunity to really unpack and elaborate on what their product and service is. And again, you're educating your sales and marketing team even to a larger degree by having that 8 to 10-minute presentation each week. After that, referrals and testimonials are passed. And BNI really does teach and train each and every member the difference between a referral and a lead. We can all open up the Yellow Pages or Google Leads and make those cold calls. But in BNI, we do not pass leads. In BNI, we pass referrals, which means I've had a conversation, I've recognized throughout the course of a week that an opportunity exists, and I've had a conversation with the person who has that need, educating them that there is a quality business professional that I would only recommend in my community to meet that particular need. Would you like me to give you his information and put the two of you together? So when I'm going into that meeting and referrals are being passed, they are referrals where the individual is expecting to hear from you. So it's totally different than a lead. The last great referral that I had that ended up to be a rather large and growing retail account for me came from a used car salesman in our group. Their auto lot, which is one of the largest in the state of Kansas, they have lots in every major community, was going to not only they had been selling new and used motorcycles, but now we're going to expand that to offer services, and said the general manager of that organization wants to talk to you about Hims Oil. And, Mike, when I got that referral, I didn't have to guess that it was an if. It was a definite referral. The general manager was expecting a call from me, and in the past 8 weeks, they've ordered over $1,000 in motorcycle products.
Wow.
So that goes on. And then there's a referral reality check. So chapters will pull previously passed referrals and say, okay, Michael, you passed a referral 2 weeks ago to the massage therapist. How did that come out? And there's the accountability piece in that to make sure that we are genuinely passing leads and not referrals. And those are the key highlights to show that there is a level of commitment because you need to attend, you need to be there, and you need to be able to be ready to give that 30-second presentation, that 8 to 10 minute presentation, and be working for those other chapter members throughout the course of a week so that you can be that giver that's in that room giving back to your members, because you know what? Those other members have been trained and they're working to give to you.
Well, you're there to create a win-win situation between you and the other members. If you help another person win and they're training the exact same way, they're going to help you win. So like you say, you can only go out there and meet how many people on a regular basis, but if you have 25 people that know about your business, and I guess you have that 10-minute, you have a 10-minute presentation you get to do, which is really kind of goes in detail of what your services are. Probably get to do that, you know, one or two business do that every meeting, so you might get to do that once a year or something, I guess.
Well, depending on the size of your chapter, for example, our largest chapter down in Wichita that, by the way, I got to speak at their event 2 weeks ago because they've already passed the $2 million in business for this calendar year, and they're on track to pass $4 million before Turkey Day. They split that speaking time between two members and just make it shorter, like a 6 to 7 minute presentation. So depending on the size of your chapter, they may be able to slice that time up appropriately.
Okay. But that gives the people more in depth of what you offer and your services and everything. And
yes, absolutely.
Hopefully,
right.
They'll be able to go out there and be your voice for their circle of people. They say the average person, you know, knows 250 people pretty well, and so 25 times 250. I don't know what that number is. Probably pretty big though. So
that's exactly right.
How does one?
And that's
how does
6,250, by the way.
There you go. Okay. How does one learn about their local, if they have one locally, and how do you kind of get joined up, or you know, what's the first steps for somebody that's interested in getting to a networking event?
Sure, that's a great question. BNI.com is the website to go to. That's BNI.com, and from there there'll be a link to find a chapter, and either by zip code or putting in the city, you can then look in your geographical area and see what the closest chapter is for you to go and pay a visit to. Now, unlike a chamber or rotary, BNI does only allow a representative of their vocation per chapter. So there's only going to be one property and casualty insurance person there. There's only going to be one realtor there. There's only going to be one merchant services person there. But what I'm finding, Michael, at least within the state of Kansas, is I am the only AMSOIL dealer in our state that is in a BNI chapter. So I think, you know, the BNI organization being the oldest and best referral organization out there is an untapped resource for BNI or for AMSL dealers who are really committed to growing their business, because we have no competition out there. There's waiting lists for chiropractors to join BNI chapters, but at least in Kansas, I'm the only one, and it's available to anybody.
Wow. That's interesting. I bet that's probably true for 90%. I couldn't tell you if I've ever met anybody that's a member of a BNI chapter. We are we have a something that's similar here in our town. I was actually involved with it in 03 before we had a BNI chapter as an AMSOIL dealer. I did that for several years, and then I kind of moved on to other things and changed focus a little bit, and we're back in it with Alicia's business. So I still attend and help people and pass referrals and just build the relationships with people, even though I'm not in it with AMSOIL. I still do get referrals from time to time, and I'm not even in the group for that because everybody kind of knows what I do, even though I'm there with Alicia supporting her and her business. Anyhow, so you find a local chapter, and then can you go and check it out, like no charge or anything, or do you have to pay her up front before you go? How's that work?
No, absolutely. You can visit any chapter twice, and there is absolutely no pressure. There should not be any pressure to make a decision. But no, you're allowed. Anybody's allowed to visit a chapter twice to see if that is a good marketing strategy for their business, and then they'll be able to apply if the seat is open for them. And again, I've yet to find other AMSL dealers in BNI chapters. I think Andre was the only other dealer that I've ever met that was involved in BNI. And there's an interesting story behind that if we have time to tell later, or maybe he's on the call. He can kind of communicate that experience too, and I could elaborate on that. But the application goes before the membership committee, and the membership committee conducts an interview, checks business references, and then as long as all of those things check out, then you're inducted either for a one-year or two-year term, depending on how much you're putting the investment out for.
Oh, okay.
Now, what it's meant for you? Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say what it's meant for my AMSL business is 2014 was 34% higher than my business was in 2013. So I saw 34% growth last year. August, we just rolled into August. August should be the month that my business proceeds exceed what I made all of 2014. And, Michael, I can only sit here and tell you that BNI has played a large role in that accomplishment. And I'm only putting in, anywhere from 10 to 15 hours per week because of, being a homeschooling dad and being involved in BNI to the capacity that I am. But I'm still seeing steady, consistent growth to that end. And I have established retail accounts through BNI. I've established catering accounts, commercial accounts through BNI, preferred customer accounts through BNI. So it has really helped me continue to grow that every revenue stream that we have available to us within AMSOIL, BNI has helped me grow my book of business.
Wow, that's incredible. And you've got some pretty decent-sized accounts. That one you just mentioned, it's already about $1,000 plus of motorcycle oil. And then from you, we were talking earlier today, you mentioned you landed a hardware store that has, six or eight locations back from the relationship that you had from the copier thing. So, right?
Yes, sir. It's the True Value Hardware Store, and in Kansas it's owned by the Waters family, and they've own the True Value brand. They're the oldest. Their family and hardware chain goes back to almost as old as the state of Kansas. It's an interesting story behind that family. But yes, we have AMSL products on the shelf in three of their eight locations. And the last grand reopening that I did for one of their stores when I was on site training their floor staff and putting product on the shelf, their general manager said that we're going to get this in every store in the state.
Excellent. Good. Way to leverage those relationships for sure. And so we've already talked about how to get started with a group and some of the training is involved. I was just looking on the BNI website BNI.com. I was there a little earlier and just kind of going over it now, but it looks like they have a free podcast. Dr. Eisner has a lot of free tools that are on there. I would imagine you get even more tools as far as learning more about networking and building relationships when you become a member. Is there a certain, I know we talked earlier about some kind of 3-hour class you get when you sign up. It helps you really get going.
Yes, with over 7,000 chapters internationally, and now we've crossed 180,000 members internationally, what BNI does to ensure that every member is getting access to all of the information they need, every chapter is a business. There's presidents, vice presidents, secretary, treasurer, membership committees, growth coordinators, event coordinators, network education coordinators. Each of those positions are 60 to 90-minute trainings that take place annually. Matter of fact, September is a big training month for BNI because those officer positions do transition in October. So in addition to those training hours, every new member that comes into a BNI chapter within 30 to 60 days, they are required to take what we call the Member Success Program training. Now, being a military retiree, I communicate that in my vocabulary. That's basic training because there is, for many of us, new vocabulary terms to learn, networking, referral, one-to-one, you know, these types of things. And so we spend 3 hours with new people just walking them through the BNI fundamentals so that they can get a quicker return on their investment of money and time devoted to that chapter. And that MSP training, by the way, is the carrot before every member to give that 8 to 10 minute presentation. So only people who have gone through that Member Success Program training are going to be afforded the opportunity to present their business to their chapter for that 8 to 10 minute weekly presentation. And then in addition to that, there's more webinars online through our international website, BNI Connect, that's available to members only. To just further educate the networking process. You've mentioned the over 20 books that Dr. Meisner has co-authored with other people. Our organization has done over 400 podcasts, BNI podcasts. You do not have to be a BNI member to avail yourself to those. They're available for download. And then there can be other training events that regional and directors do. I do monthly training within our region once a month. That's a 90-minute training event for all of the leadership teams and any chapter member that wants to come and avail themselves to that. So there are many other networking organizations out there, but when it comes to BNI, just like AMSL is the first in synthetics, BNI is the first, and they are the leader in preparing their members to grow one another's businesses through word-of-mouth marketing.
Well, excellent, and it sounds like you've had such great success with it, and you know, I'm a big proponent of reading and training, and this, I like the idea of this, that you get business out of it, plus you get training, so it sounds like a two-for-one opportunity for anybody that would join a BNI organization and put the efforts in it, and would you say encourage people to take some of the leadership responsibilities, maybe not the president right off the bat, but you know, maybe a greeter, or get yourself involved with the organizations, and, you know, put your part into it so you can make it better, and it comes around and makes you better personally and professionally. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely, because that's consistent with that two-word philosophy of giver's gain. For example, I'm currently the mentor coordinator for my chapter now. And some people would say, well, you were the president, and now you're the mentor. I love that because I love being able to give back. And what a mentoring coordinator does in any chapter is any new member that joins, they lock arms with them for 30 days and help them with that 30-second presentation and help them reach out into their contacts so that they become more aware of the referral opportunities that they're just passing day by day. And there's other areas that they meet with and talk about as well. But you take an individual in our business, Michael, where there are very few AMSL dealers taking advantage of a BNI chapter, and you plug them into, say, a mentoring seat, they're going to have the opportunity now to meet every new member that comes in that chapter. They're going to be the first name and the first face that they meet. And yes, it's going to be a benefit to that new member, but there is a long-term benefit that it's going to be for them personally, but also for one another professionally.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, I don't want to put you on a spot here tonight, but you've been at this a while. And before we close out, what is your 30-second presentation you do at your meetings? Tell us what you say, and this will be great training for anybody listening in. Maybe want to take notes or listen to it several times so that they could maybe emulate that. So go ahead. You're next up, and tell us a little bit about your business.
Well, let me just say this. It's different every week. And sometimes I might carry a theme. Sometimes I might highlight a particular product. For example, in my upcoming chapter this upcoming Wednesday, hey, my name is Robert Murphy with AMSOIL. We are the first in synthetics. Today I would like to tell you about AMSOIL's Performance Improver. It is the number one gasoline additive available for our cars and trucks today. Most individuals that utilize Performance Improver see about a 5% increase in fuel economy. So who do you know that is looking to get the most out of every drop of gas? Send them my way, and I'll hook them up with AMSOIL's Performance Improver.
Oh, great job. So, that sounded excellent.
Well, that's just one little niche. And I've done, when I got that account for the car dealership, I had a 30-second presentation specific to what the value we could bring to installers. And I mentioned things like our retail online locator and various things like that. So I do keep it a variety each week.
Yeah, well, we've got so many niches we're going after, so, I mean, it would just make sense that the different things that we do, if you only did one thing, then obviously, it'd be kind of hard, but we have so many different avenues of success, probably hitting a different one every week would just keep people thinking of ways to send you more business.
Yes, exactly. And do when you post this up on your page, Michael, you can put my contact information. So if anybody has questions about BNI in their area, I'd be more than happy to help get them connected to either a chapter or a director in their area that can help them maybe start a chapter that one doesn't exist. I'd be more than happy to do that.
Excellent. That sounds like a good plan, and we'll definitely do that. I appreciate you giving the insights tonight, a little bit about networking and BNI in particular. I'm a fan of it. I know several people that have created multi-million-dollar businesses through the use of networking and networking groups, particularly BNI. And it's obviously nothing's a free lunch out there, so it does require work. That's why it's called networking, not net loafing.
That's right.
But with that, I appreciate it, again, getting on the call tonight and helping us out with understanding this. And I think this is a great topic for dealers that want to take, like you said, their business to the next level, become serious. There's very few serious AMSOIL dealers out there that are doing these types of things. So go out there and find yourself a BNI networking group or some type of networking. And I think you'll see anyone that does that will see their business increase, as well as their personal and professional development will increase as well on top of that. So with that, everyone, I appreciate you getting on the call. I'm going to take it off mute here. With that, don't forget these calls are here available. If you have any questions, please leave a comment on our website, and we'll answer those. And with that, everybody have a great week and get out there and make some AMSOIL happen. Good night, everyone.
What's your website?
The website is lube-direct.com, and then you'll just click on the dealer training site at the bottom.